It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. 8 degrees in Effingham. Weather Service indicates wind chill values of 0 to 20 below are expected this morning across central and southeast Illinois, and wind chill values 10 below to 25 below are expected Thursday morning. So keep all that in mind and bundle up accordingly. Again, 8 degrees right now in Effingham, wind chill of 3 below 0 currently, and we're looking for a high today under some sunshine, and a high of 17. Flurries should be out of here by now. I know it's sunny, but there's still some clouds out there. And then a chance of snow after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy should be the rule for the majority of the day, and again, a high of 17. Wind chills between 4 below and 6 above. Winds from the north around 10 miles an hour, but they're going to gust close to 20 miles an hour. There is a 30% chance of precip later today, and we'll double-check all of that in the forecast at the close of our look at news. A majority of the Effingham City Council voiced support last night for contributing toward a project to renovate the Village Square Mall. Any vote by the council on the matter, though, will await a decision by the 5th District Appellate Court on the sale of the mall to the proposed developers. While Commissioners Hank Stevens, Larry Meisenheimer, and Merv Gillenwater said they would support contributing city funds toward the project, Mayor Mike Schutzbach said he was opposed to the financial proposal, although he said he was in favor of the project. City Commissioner Libby Moeller was not present for last night's meeting, but has indicated support for the project previously. City Administrator Steve Miller said the proposal would involve the city contributing $2 million in tax increment financing district funds. The money would not be awarded in a lump sum. The Square Southtown partners Scott Cabas, Karen Etter, and Michael Brummer have pledged to land 3 tenants for the mall within 36 months of closing, as well as development of what is to be known as the Pickle Box, an indoor-outdoor complex that will utilize the south end of the mall. Schutzbach said the city has already invested $1.2 million on the mall to address structural problems. Cabas responded, "We are going to write a check that will pay it back." He also reminded that the money spent by the city earlier was to make structural repairs for another owner, and that work was not for their benefit. Stevens said of the project, "This is a classic use of TIF. This will improve the tax value and help the mall and the Southtown area." Schutzbach contended that residents would like us to spend tax dollars wisely. "I feel this ask may be too large." Once again, there was no vote on the project Tuesday. A vote will await a decision by the appellate court. There's no word on when the court will rule. There was also discussion of whether Effingham's guidelines for construction are too stringent. Local businessman Mark Mayhood said he has checked with other downstate communities and said Effingham's regulations are the most restrictive. City officials responded that local guidelines comply with state regulations, although steps are taken where possible to lessen those regulations. Stevens said he's heard that Effingham's regulations are too stringent for years. He said this is something we need to get our arms around. He added, "Have we made it harder to build inside the city limits than just outside the city limits?" City planner Greg Custer reminded that this week's Effingham 2050 comprehensive plan gathering will address housing, and that's a big issue. The gathering, open to all, will begin at 5:30 Thursday evening, tomorrow evening, at City Hall. Also last night, the council amended the city's golf cart ordinance, allowing a crossing on Willow Street at Grove Avenue. Gillenwater voted no on adding the crossing, and Stevens said he has concerns about crossing on such a busy street, especially with the high volume of traffic and the number of trucks using Willow, but said he would hold his nose and vote yes, since there isn't any other way to get in and out of Homewood Subdivision with a golf cart. Meisenheimer and Schutzbach also voted yes. The council discussed amending the boundaries of the Central TIF District to allow 2 apartment buildings to be built along 3rd Street, with a vote on the matter expected at the next council meeting. 17 apartment units would be created in the 2 buildings. There was also informal agreement on making the intersection of Market Avenue and 2nd Street by Eastside School a 4-way stop intersection. Meanwhile, Effingham County board members worked Tuesday to find a way to fund remaining work on the roof of the Effingham County Courthouse Museum. The project specifically involves completing replacement of the shake on the roof. The work also involves repairing a hole in the roof area. The project cost is $96,450, $40,000 of the cost being contributed by the Effingham County Courthouse and Museum Association. Some of the county's share of the cost will come from funds that were earmarked for security cameras. Board member Sandy Rich said she doesn't quibble with the roof repair work, but she wants to make sure the security cameras stay on the front burner. The board also approved another year of farmers markets on Saturdays from May to October, approved Crake Meadow Subdivision, a one-acre development northeast of Mason, heard that another $99,000 grant is being sought to be used for loans to new or developing businesses. Those businesses then repay those loans, and then the money can be loaned to others. They also approved $10,000 for disbursement to Effingham County Public Transit for free rides for seniors, disabled residents, and military veterans, and approved just under $147,000 in ARPA funding for FNC Concrete for the Historic Courthouse and Gazebo project. Board members also allocated $10,000 from revolving loan funds for a business known as Divine Hair, Skin, and Nails. Tuesday's meeting opened with a moment of silence for longtime former county board member Billy Ganoust, who died earlier this month. Effingham Water Authority trustees heard that the wording in the short-term rental ordinance needs some work. Pamela Apke of the law group said that the wording regarding warnings and violations is ambiguous and should be reworded. The law group will create an amended ordinance to be reviewed by the board for approval. The board reviewed the lease rent. Article 1 of the lease states that the board will reevaluate the rent increase in January of 2025. So they did. The board agreed to continue with the previous rates of increase, which were a $15 increase every 5 years. The vote was to approve the rate increase to $150 for 5 years beginning in 2026. The rent increase will then be revisited in 2030. Trustees heard from Joe Jansen of Lake Sarah Water Cooperative on future placement of a sewage treatment plant. Jansen suggested building a lagoon-type system on Water Authority-owned property. He said they're interested in 20 acres behind the staging area where the Water Authority presently stores rock and other material across from Water Authority administration property. Due to lack of funds, the co-op would prefer to rent with an option to purchase the property. The board indicated they're not in favor of that location, but could consider other locations. Tom Ryan of the Parks and Rec Committee reported that phase two of the work around the lake, specifically around the beach, will be complete as soon as the fiscal year reports are filed with the state. Ryan also updated the board regarding the master plan and upcoming fundraisers for the project. He said they will be at the boat show to take place soon and discussed getting with the voting committee for possible handouts. Effingham County 911 board members yesterday voted to hire Brian Baker of Rochester to do work on the transmitter tower next to the Effingham County Office Building and the County Sheriff's Office. The work will cost $5,200 and will include removing excess equipment and painting the tower. Work will take place once the weather improves. They also agreed to seek proposals on console furniture for one of the 911 dispatching centers, and Dave Fowler of West & Company told the board that 911 had a clean audit for the past fiscal year. Also, information up on the local news page about the library board meeting, as they got some good news in a couple of areas. And there are several meetings tonight. The South Central School Board meets tonight at 6 at their unit offices at Kinmundy. North Clay School Board meets tonight at 6 at the North Clay Unit Office Building in Louisville. The Totopolis Village Board meets tonight, meeting time 7 o'clock at the Totopolis Village Hall. And the Windsor School Board meets tonight at 6:30. That'll be in their junior-senior high school library. Also, today is Budget Day in Springfield as the governor makes his budget address and the General Assembly facing a deficit in budget over $3 billion. So we'll listen with interest today at noon. Meanwhile, let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift, and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Do you need to increase your family room seating, comfort, and style? A sectional from Brooms Furniture is a great solution. WS Broom has over a dozen sectionals in stock. Choose from stationary and reclining sectionals in the latest fabrics and designs. If your space is too small for a sectional, Broom's sofa loungers feature reversible ottomans that offer the comfort of a sectional or to the size of a couch. WS Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
When it comes to your financial future, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time, today. Hi, I'm Lauren Meinhart, financial advisor with Smith Moore in Effingham. Whether you're saving for retirement, planning for college, or building wealth, the key is starting early. The earlier you begin, the more time your money has to grow and the closer you'll get to reaching your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start building your financial future now. Call me, Lauren Meinhart, at 217-347-5225. Let's make your money work harder. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Before we get to deaths, we've just gotten a notice from a couple of listeners, one by phone, one by text, of a wreck on Route 40 west of town. It's just past Janssen's Heating and Air, so just west of the interstate, and traffic is tied up. So if you were headed on Route 40 between Effingham and Altamont right now, you might want to take another route up to Moccasin Road maybe as an option. Otherwise, there may be a wait. That's all the information we have at this point, so we will keep you up to date. But again, an accident on Route 40 west of Effingham, west of the interstate, past Janssen Heating and Air. So that gives you a frame of reference, and if you can avoid that area, that would be helpful. On to deaths now on this Wednesday, and we now have services for Barbara Jean Janssen, 89, of Effingham. Barb died on Monday. She was longtime director of Janssen School of Dance and also part of many good things in the Effingham community. Funeral services for Barb Janssen will be this Saturday morning at 10:30. That'll be at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Effingham. And then following the graveside service, Barb's life will be celebrated upstairs at Village Wine. Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Patricia Faye Kretzinger, 84, of Kinmundy, died during the noon hour on Saturday the 8th, and cremation rites will be accorded Patricia Faye Kretzinger, and then a private family graveside service will take place at Elder Cemetery near Kinmundy. McGriff Funeral Home, Kinmundy, is assisting. Charlotte Joy Wolf, 80, of Mason, died on Monday. Funeral services for Charlotte Joy Wolf will be this Saturday morning at 11 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening and from 10 to 11 Saturday morning. That will all be at the church. Cool Funeral Chapel in Altamont is assisting. Harold Jean or Sam Britton, 97, of Newton, died on Saturday night. Funeral services for Harold Jean or Sam Britton will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening with Masonic rites at 7 o'clock Friday evening. Again, that all at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Larry James Pankey, 77, of the Greenup and Toledo area, died on Saturday afternoon. Funeral services for Larry James Pankey will be Thursday morning, tomorrow morning at 10, and that'll be at the Salem United Methodist Church, which is south and east of Toledo, and military rites by the Cumberland County Veterans. Visitation for Larry James Pankey is tonight. That'll be from 5 to 7 this evening. Barclay Funeral Chapel is assisting. Brenda Gail Postnich, 66, of Effingham, died on Monday. Funeral services for Brenda Gail Postnich will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Brenda Gail Postnich will be from noon to 2 on Friday at Johnson's. Lyle Stewart Casper, 78, of Effingham, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Lyle Casper will be next Tuesday, the 25th, at 11 a.m. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Lyle will be from 4 to 6 Monday evening at Johnson's. Charles Edwin Ertwig, 82, of St. Peter, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Charles Edwin Ertwig will be this Friday at 12 noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in St. Peter. There will be a visitation time from 10 to noon Friday morning. Pagel Funeral Home St. Peter is assisting. Nancy L. Esker, 75, of Knoxville, Tennessee, formerly of Totopolis, died on Saturday after a long illness. Funeral services will be private for the family. Those will be held at a later date again for Nancy Esker. And I believe Bauer Funeral Home is assisting. Clifford Neal Willison, 67, of Bible Grove, died on Saturday night. And funeral services for Clifford Neal Willison will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. There will be a visitation time from 11 to 1 on Saturday. And again, McGriff Funeral Home, Louisville, assisting. Graveside services for 97-year-old Marine Luger of Stewartson will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Stewartson Cemetery. Visitation for Marine Luger will be from 10 to 11 Saturday morning. That'll be at Brummerstead Funeral Home in Stewartson. A memorial service for Nancy Kyle, 88, of Shelbyville, will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Beecher City. A memorial gathering for Nancy Kyle's planned from 1 to 2 on Saturday. Funeral services for 84-year-old Jim Burngeon of Dietrich will be today. It'll be at 2 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Jim Burngeon from 1 to 2 today. Funeral services for John Dale Wagner, 95, of Newton, will be today. That'll be this morning at 10 o'clock at First Baptist Church in Newton for John Dale Wagner. Funeral services for 92-year-old Eleanor Gebben of Totopolis will be Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Eleanor Gebben will be from 4 to 7 Thursday evening following a 3:45 CCW rosary. Many deaths into the newsroom. Here's a look at our forecast. A chance of flurries is ended now. Sunshine in the situation right now we find ourselves, but a chance of snow again after 3 p.m. It's going to cloud up and a high today around 17. Wind chills 4 below to 6 above. Winds from the north around 10. They're going to gust close to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 p.m. It's going to become partly cloudy, and it's going to get cold as a result, colder, a low tonight of 4. Wind chills 9 below to 1 above because of winds gusting over 20 miles an hour. And then Thursday, sunny, a high of 18, and then it's finally going to start to warm up on the weekend. Currently in Effingham, we are at 8 degrees. That's the morning low off yesterday's high of 15. Wind chill right now, 3 below 0. And again, an accident on Route 40 west of town, just past Janssen's Heating and Air, and traffic is tied up as a result. So if you can avoid 40, you'll be doing yourself a favor and also help out the emergency crews on scene. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.